Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit. However, apart from me, you can do nothing." And then in verse 8 it says, "When you bear much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine." Jesus is saying here that when you stay in union with the vine, which is the Lord Himself, in abiding in Him, you will bear much fruit in your life. And when you do bear much fruit, it brings glory to God the Father. It's God's intention for you and I to bear fruit in our lives, to have fruitfulness in our relationships, in our spiritual walk, in our family lives, in our marriages, and even in our work settings. Are you bearing fruit? Do you see fruitfulness coming forth out of your life? It's God's desire for you. We've been talking this week about how does fruitfulness or unfruitfulness take place in a person's life. And Jesus gave us some very specific instructions or insights in the story of the sower and the seed. He talked specifically about three conditions that would cause the good word of God that had been sown in a person's life to be unfruitful in their life. Reading from Mark chapter 4, verse 14, we begin this way. Jesus is speaking and he says, "The sower sows the word. These are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. And when they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which was sown in them. In a similar way, these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the rocky place, who when they hear the word and immediately receive it with joy, and they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary, then when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones on whom seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." I want to talk to you today about this second condition that Jesus identified as a cause that would choke out the good word of God, the good seed that you've sown in your life, and cause you and your life to be unfruitful. And Jesus identified that cause as the deceitfulness of riches. What is the deceitfulness of riches? Is it riches itself? Is it the very fact that a person has wealth or a good amount of possessions in this life? I would say to you, no. The scripture says specifically it's the deceitfulness of riches that would cause the good word of God in a person's life to be choked out so that it never produces fruit in the life. And this is specifically speaking to people who had seed of God's word planted in their life. So you could say to the Christian who has gone to church, who has listened to the Word of God, who perhaps reads their Bible, who listens to good Bible teaching, and the seed has been sown perhaps year upon year, and yet there's a lack of fruitfulness in their life. Could the deceitfulness of riches be at the root of the problem? Let's examine this. The word deceitfulness that's used here in Mark 4 is defined by Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words to mean delusion or to deceive or to beguile or that which gives a false impression, whether by appearance, statement, or influence. You could say that the deceitfulness of riches, the spirit that is called the deceitfulness of riches, causes a person to be under a delusion or to be beguiled or to give them a false impression, whether by appearance or by influence. And I do believe that this deceitfulness of riches is a spirit that will come and attack a person who perhaps has wealth or is in a position where their wealth is increasing in their life. And this spirit will come and attempt to beguile them, to deceive them, to delude them. And what does it do in the person's life if it is given a foothold? Let me give you three specifics that I believe this delusion will bring into a person's life who is pursuing riches or has riches increasing in their life. And though they have the Word of God planted in their heart, it will choke it out and cause a lack of fruitfulness. There are three conditions which I'll discuss with you today, and one is the condition that I believe this delusion brings, and it is the condition where the person thinks all is well with me. They have comfort, they have material goods, there's a false sense of all is well in their life, and they may even think that God is blessing them. Now, let me make this statement. I do believe that wealth or riches are a blessing from God. In fact, we know from the covenant that Abraham made with God that the blessings that were to come upon him and all of the seed of Abraham were included in that covenant, and a big part of it was financial increase, increase of possessions and real estate. That was part of the Abrahamic blessings. And then in Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14, we see that the Lord says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And then it goes on to say in verse 14, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, meaning that these blessings which Abraham was promised for obedience in his relationship with God were now made available to the Gentiles, those outside of the seed of Abraham, the natural seed of Abraham. And part of that blessing was wealth and increase of riches. However, God's intent for riches and wealth are very specific. And God said about wealth in Deuteronomy chapter 8, 18, that it is God that gives you the power to create wealth. So we see from the Bible that riches are intended by God to be a blessing. However, every blessing that God gives, Satan attempts to pervert. We see that in the marriage relationship where God intended for the sexual union to be a blessing, a precious, intimate blessing in the life of a couple. And yet Satan has come and tried to pervert the sexual relationship in such a way that there's great tragedy in this nation where perversion is so rampant. And it's the same with the issue of riches. God intended for riches to be a blessing in the life of those who loved God. And yet riches, with the spirit of deceitfulness of riches that comes up alongside of it, can be perverted if the individual who has wealth or is gaining or increasing in wealth is deceived by the spirit of deceitfulness of riches. And one of the deceptions or delusions that that spirit will bring is this false sense that all is well with me. And that's where the person may say, oh, God is blessing me, so everything must be well with my soul. My spiritual condition must be pleasing to God. And this is a deception because the scripture is very clear. Jesus told a parable about this deception in Luke chapter 12. And he told them a parable saying, it says in verse 16, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build larger barns, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease. Drink, eat, be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? This story is an excellent illustration of the deception or the delusion that comes on a person who is deceived by the spirit of deceitfulness of riches that says, all is well with me. All's well with my soul. Things are going great. And they are deceived because they do not see that their spiritual condition is not in the same shape as their bank account. A second delusion that will tempt a person who has riches or is increasing in wealth that will come to them is the delusion or the deception that I am better than other people. A person who has increase in riches, they're driving perhaps an expensive car, and they can dress well and go to expensive restaurants, they can be deceived by this deceitfulness of riches spirit that speaks a lie to them day and night, that they're better than other people, that somehow they're above other people. And this is a lie from the pit of hell. Because if you took riches away and everyone stood before God with nothing but themselves and their life that they have lived, there is no one better than the other, and their riches will not do a thing for them. There's a deception that comes to tempt a person to make them think that they're better than others because of their wealth. A third delusion that comes with this spirit of deceitfulness of riches and will choke out fruitfulness in a person's life is the deception of false security. Proverbs 11:28 says, "He that trusts in his riches shall fall." And then Jesus himself said in Mark 10:24, "How hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God." God does not want us to ever put our trust in finances, in material possessions. The last thing I'll share with you is this, that God gives us instructions if we do have wealth. He doesn't say, throw all your wealth away, but he gives us instructions. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 and 18, says, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited." That will keep you from being snared with that spirit of the deceitfulness of riches that says you're better than other people. And then to read on, "And not to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. And instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous, ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed." God wants you to be blessed in life, but he doesn't want you to be snared by the deceitfulness of riches, because it will choke out your fruitfulness. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.